I'm Dean Newland, and welcome to the Business of Intuition, where I coach, facilitate, train, and speak on the hard science and meaningful experience of intuitive leadership in business, so you can make better decisions, forge real connections, and creatively solve problems to amplify your impact and simplify your life. Welcome to the Business of Intuition.
According to neuroscience, the unconscious brain perceives people and events in only two ways, as a benefit or as a threat. And when it comes to getting intuition out of the closet and into the boardroom, we run into several barriers. One is how intuition is perceived, such as it being flaky, unscientific, not credible, not businesslike, woo-woo, not producing successful results. So neuroscience teaches us then that unless we change our perception about intuition, we'll continue to see it as a threat to avoid. My next guest on the Business of Intuition can be described as fun, high energy, courageous, accessible, accomplished, and a thought leader. Giselle Mascarenhas was a very outwardly successful, but very inwardly unhappy PR firm executive. And without a lot of hard facts, she trusted her intuition and decided to redirect her career to help clients produce powerful, authentic personal brands through social media, in particular, Instagram. As a personal branding coach, also known as the branding professor, her unique talent and perspectives have been featured in Yahoo Finance, Thrive Global, and BuzzFeed, and she's also a lot happier. Hence, she's proven good things can come from those who trust and use their intuition. Now, when it comes to the discussion about our personal branding through Instagram, I was quite frankly blown away. My blind spots on this subject became quite evident. I mean, assuming that Instagram was always just for my kids' generation, I'm now a believer in Instagram as a personal branding platform for all generations and size businesses. And as she so aptly put it, you can't corporate your way into the hearts of people. You have to be consistent and vulnerable. Giselle Mascarenhas.
Giselle, it's so great to have you on the Business of Intuition. I understand from your background that for a while you had a full-service PR firm, and you were making loads of bucks. You know, you were doing pretty well. And then you shifted gears, and you shifted gears and got really specific and tight on working on social media. And I'm fascinated by why does a person go from something that was very successful and known to something that might be a little unknown and very specific? What was that process like, and why did you make the shift?
Dean, it was a very painful process, and I made the shift because every single time I had to go meet a client, I was like, I have to go meet a client. Or every single time I had to like develop something that I had to go through over and over explaining, you know, like why and this, I was just like, I don't want to do this. I want to like work with individuals who are so needing to build influence, needing to actually get services. People couldn't afford people like me, you know? And then with social media, I saw this huge opportunity to be able to service those who needed me most. And that was exciting, but it was painful because I lost, like, I don't want to say I lost a lot of money, but I just went over like, I decreased to, because I had to go through this educational process. I'm still going through the educational process with people. Of course, I have amazing clients and I'm doing well, but the educational process is still there. Like if my programs are 10 sessions long, right? So the one-on-ones, let's just talk about the one-on-ones. And I will tell you that the first four, even though it's action packed, because you need to be building your influence, right? You need to be seeing those numbers increase. It's mindset. You know, social media is this area that is like, it's kind of like going into the grocery store and naked and like, you know, you're just exposed. That's how people feel. And so, but the reason that I did it, Dean, the reason that I did it is because I wanted to fill my soul, because my soul was empty. And so I am filling my soul. Yes, it's hard building, scaling, but it does, brings me so much joy.
So I'm going to get to this, the new part of your world right now. But when you go back to this, those conversations that you had with yourself and it was difficult, you sort of felt depleted, your soul wasn't being fed. I know this is this podcast is called The Business of Intuition, but did you feel anything that wasn't necessarily a proven path forward that you said, this feels right, call it what you want, call it intuition, call it gut? Did you go through that? And then if you did, how did you trust it?
Oh my God, such a good question. So what I saw on social media, and I will tell you, because my biggest accomplishment is my husband, who was a mayor, and he went from being a mayor of a small town to being on Discovery Channel, right? And it was this process of social media. I saw it. So like, I remember going, okay, all these people are talking about crap they don't understand because they don't live on the border. You live on the border, you have grown ranches, you understand this culture, these people. Get on social media right now and start educating people. And he was like, oh, so the same thing I had to go through with my clients, but he did it. And he ended up a border expert on Discovery Channel. So I want you to that is in a nutshell, right? My gut was people from all over the world in all different positions are gonna start using social media to be able to understand in a more in-depth way, not only industry, but cultures. And I did not see the division coming, but I did see opportunity. I just kept going, wait, people are so like honed into their small little circle of, if I can drive there, if I can walk through brick and mortar. And at the time, that was still the big thing. Because I was like, yeah, like 2010, 2011, where I got real, like, I was like, I'm doing social media. Like, there is something huge here. And, you know, people thought I was like nuts. Like, but Giselle, like, you're known for PR. Like, what are you doing? Like, everybody in this area knows you. Like, people are dying to get in with you. Like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I know, but there's something here. And so it's only taken a decade, though.
That's not bad, you know? Well, it sounds like you, whatever your process was, you sensed something that may not have had a reality to support it, but there was something out there that you felt that said, yeah, this, my heart, my soul, whatever you want to call it, was aligned to it. So congratulations on doing that. A lot of people don't have the courage to do that, especially in this day and age where so much of us are about, you know, trying to just sort of survive the world and our own fears that go with that. So if you go back into, if you shift now to your current world, right? And you mentioned mindset. So I want to come back to that. There is a mindset that I think in the people that I hang with, it doesn't mean that it's true, but I want you to rebut it. Oh, Instagram's for kids. Instagram is for my 17-year-old. Instagram is not for a successful person who's heading up a multinational company. Ergo, I don't want to touch Instagram. Tell me why I'm wrong.
You are so right. All of it is so right. Like my core customer are extremely successful entrepreneurs who had that whole idea of social media until COVID. My business literally shifted from educating, you know, getting out there, being determined to, okay, I'm listening now. Like, help me. I mean, it felt like overnight. I've only been doing it a decade, but it felt like overnight because they were like, I can't get to anybody. I can't get on a plane where I used to be going. How do I do this? Yeah. And I'm like, baby, social media. You not only can you contact and be in touch with and nurture those relationships, because it could be where they're showing their grandkids, or it could be where, you know, they're on LinkedIn and actually talking about business, whatever it is, they're on social media. Everybody, they could be reading it like a newspaper, but the attention is there. 1.8 billion active users right now.
On social media.
Right now. Why wouldn't you go in there and share value, become a resource, and help them find you?
So if that's okay, so that's, this is really going to be, I may get more out of this than anybody.
Are you one of those, Dean?
We might need to chat, you know, because we really have been putting a lot of time and money into our own marketing, and I can go into that, but we've been around for 28 years. Over the last, about up to 26, we did squat when it came to any sort of advertising. It was all word of mouth. And then we started to really get serious about marketing and building our assets and so on and so forth. My perception is that, yeah, because we work with companies, we should probably focus on LinkedIn. Okay, so we get that. Yeah, we want to do pay-per-click and we're going to be able to pay for some of those ads on Google to be able to get a higher ranking. Good, that makes sense because we're a budget of that. What I haven't got my head around, and I need your help, is why should I be paying attention to Instagram when I think that it's primarily a linkage to Facebook, because it seems like, you know, when you're in Facebook, it also will link you over to Instagram and just simply, you know, show my cats and my family out skiing. Where does a person in corporate America, how do we develop a campaign around Instagram?
Dean, I want you to hear me and really take this in.
All right.
You can't corporate your way into people's hearts.
And well, that's a good line. That should be a good book title right there.
Yes, I've had Yahoo Finance write an article based on that one quote. And the reason is because in this day and age, we are purpose driven. We are no longer about like, okay, yes, you, that's your product. That's awesome. But like, who are you? What are your values? Like, you know, how do you educate your kids and where do you stand on Black Lives Matter? And we could go into all, people do care. It's okay to also at the same time repel those that you can't serve or also can't serve you, right? But you still need to show up and you need to give value, because those relationships, not only will they turn into business, but they also, when they do not need what you serve, they turn into your ambassadors. Because when people are having a conversation and you've educated them on what you do and how you serve people, when they're having a conversation with somebody and they say, oh my God, I'm having such a hard time like understanding Instagram. Oh my God, you know what? I follow this girl. She's the branding professor. She every day is giving tips. You should see her stories. This is what happens in conversation. I have made thousands upon thousands of dollars with people who we don't even share friends at all. They search, they research search engine for what they need. I pop up, they follow me for a little while, are like, hey, this girl's for real, I think. Then ask me questions. And from those questions goes into them paying me to coach them.
So do I have, I'm thinking maybe too linearly, and this coming from a guy who's supposed to be talking about intuition seems somewhat off.
No, you're not supposed to know.
Because I think in terms of campaigns sometimes, and maybe other people do too, so help educate me and us.
Do I have
a different kind of approach to communicating with people via Instagram than say Facebook, or Instagram via versus say LinkedIn? How do I most access and use and I mean, I could certainly provide all of my personal views on things with LinkedIn or no, and with Instagram, but what's the, go ahead.
It's not just personal views. I want you to think of it like this. It's the pillars of your brand. So I want you to think of yourself as a magazine, right? When you get a magazine, like, what's your favorite magazine?
Well, I don't know. It's probably maybe having something to do with skiing or maybe Harvard Business Review. You know?
Okay, cool. Let's yeah. a skiing magazine, right? Yeah. When you pick up that skiing magazine, it just isn't showing you about skis. It's also not just showing you resorts. It's showing you articles. It's showing you, fashion, you know, the cool fashion, the cool trendy stuff. It's also teaching you about new and upcoming things that are happening in the industry of skiing. It also is showing you somebody extraordinary doing something extraordinary that has to do with this kind of sport, but they're doing it to help community and families. And do you understand what I mean? So yeah. The brand has to be multifaceted with texture. Like, people want to feel something. They also want to feel like you're letting them in and they want to be connected. We are no longer a human race who is just like, oh, okay, it's perfect. That's what I want. I want perfection. Actually, we're now a human race who has been, because of the younger generation, that is like, yeah, 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 that looks really pretty. I like the production. Okay, whatever. But who are you? Who are you? So, pillars. My pillars, just to give you an example, are my why, my family, fashion, travel, bold tips, you know, product and services, personal insights. I am always on a educational journey. I take people with me. Right now, I just paid $2,000 to learn how to buy rental properties, but I went to the best. Why? Because I learned, why mess around? Just go to the best. Go to the best so they can teach you so that you can do it right the first time, right? So I'm going to take, that's my personal insight pillar. So what I do is I have 10 to 12 pillars, okay, that have give you a really good idea of who I am. I also empower women. That's my thing. Like, I'm very passionate about uplifting and encouraging women to rise, right? So when those pillars, like I write my content batch. So I do literally 10 to 15 posts. I create them in an hour.
Each day?
And then in a day. But I like date myself. So I have fresh flowers and I have my candles and I'm like, what's my intention? I want to serve. I want to impact people. I hope this reaches the people that need it the most. And then I get to writing and I write, I put it on a Google Doc and I walk away. Then a couple of days later, I have my visual creation day, which means I'm going to bring one of those content to life with a video, a minute or less. I'm going to also do it with reels. I'm going to also do it with a live that I'm going to then save into an IGTV. I'm also going to do it with some templates, some ads, like just that's very rare because I like more organic. But then the other thing that I do and I teach is you have to be documenting your day with photography. It doesn't mean that it needs to go anywhere. It means that when you're writing your content creation, you go into your photo album and you're like, ooh, that'll bring it to life. That'll be awesome. And it could be a flat lay of your workstation or you right before you're going on live on a podcast. The point about that is people feel like you're letting them into your life.
Wow. Interesting. Really fascinating. It's like you are shifting my thinking on this. I was talking about this last week. You know, we're the baby boomer and the baby boomer generation, right? We didn't grow up with these sort of things. We didn't have the internet when I was a kid, you know? I've got boxes of letters that I wrote, which is no longer something that we do in this world. You know, we all do tweets and so forth. But I guess there's a certain sort of embarrassment, I think, for people of a certain age to actually videotape themselves. It feels so, I don't know.
So conceited.
Yes, like who gives a crap what I mean, I look awful. Oh my God, look at my face. And you know, like, and you get into this whole ego thing and you hear your voice and you say, oh, I sound, you know, like too nasally. Oh my God. All that stuff starts coming up. And I noticed myself as I started my podcast over whatever, last March or May or so forth. At first, it was really hard to see myself and hear myself. Now I don't pay attention to it. It's just part of my day. But I think you're making a very good point that this particular generation, maybe I'm speaking to
The late adapters. That's who I serve. I serve you. I serve me. I'm 48. I had to know. I ask myself every day, Dean, where is the attention at? Because if I didn't know where the attention was at and I didn't know how to go get it for my clients, then I was of no service to them. That's still who I'm trained to be. Where is the attention?
There's two things that I think about. One is this something you said in your LinkedIn page that I think what you've been trying to convey here is around reliability and vulnerability. Mm-hmm. And I put that, I think those were in quotes that I wrote down here. So I'm getting your message on that, letting people in. And then I'm seeing that there's a system to this, you know, which is great. Again, the two questions is how do you build an audience? Mm-hmm. And then number two is I have very little time because I'm already pretty stretched to the max and there's all sorts of stuff going. My goal in my business is actually to back away from the production side of it and do more writing. You know, I got some books to write. In order to do that, I'm scaling and handing off much, much more. And that's beginning to happen. But you got to build up to be able to let it go. Coach me through this. How do you then, one, build an audience and do this when you already have a very busy day?
Such great questions. And it's so doable. After you've gotten over the hump of the learning curve, people want things immediate. And you have to learn how to use the facets, the tools, how to use Instagram. Because if you don't, how to use any social media, let's not even just like get specific. I love Instagram because Instagram has five, well, now six with guides, but five facets that if you learn them, you can go across any social platform and kill it.
All right. Before you then answer the other question, what are those five?
Five. Story. So they're all there. Stories, which is your reality show. That is where you show up and you just riff, you talk about the podcast you just did, you talk about the meeting you're about to go to, you talk about the burger you just ate, you talk about the trip you just booked, like, because it disappears in 24 hours. But can I tell you, Dean, when you post up something and they're like, who's this guy? They go straight to see if you did a story. Why? Because they'll see you today. They'll feel like, I get to see, if you go to my story, it's quite interesting because you see my entire life. When I work out, when I make fun of my husband, because he's really cute and it's easy to make fun of. Seriously, everything, like my debacle in the kitchen because I cannot cook to save my life, me trying a new lipstick, like all of it. You see all of it. Also, me about to get on the podcast. You would see me waiting to get on your podcast. You'll see that on that. Yes. So all of it, because that is where people immediately decide if they'll follow you.
On the story, which only lasts for 24 hours.
If you have fresh stories, yes. That's also where you can overcome video phobia, because just post it and just don't even go back. It disappears. That's okay. Story.
All right.
I mean, Reel is TikTok. Your Reels, basically, do you know what TikTok is?
Yeah.
Okay. Reels is now equivalent because Zuckerberg is like, oh, you're not going to sell it to me? All right. Well, I'm going to build it. And he does. So TikTok now is Reels. But Dean, as a professional, I teach people how to use it as their mini commercials. It's the only self-editing tool on Instagram, on any platform except TikTok. You can edit tiny little pieces to make up 15, 30 second commercials.
Huh.
Right there in Okay. Real. Like you could, if you had seven or five podcasts in the day and you wanted to do every day, you wanted to put the together of your podcast with awesome music and you tag each one of the people that you serve that day, people would like be like, oh, I wonder who he did today. Like, and it's behind the scenes. So they'll get to know your added value. They'll get to know the person that you interviewed that day and they'll be looking forward to when it comes out. And you can always tag back on the reel because it's saved forever. So commercials, those are the commercials of your brand. All right.
Yeah, you with me?
That's number two. IGTV, Instagram television. You can build out a show. My recommendation, if you were my client and we were sitting here, I would say, okay, Dean, now what you're going to do is you are going to film as I am right now. So I have my portal right here, right? So it's filming me talking to you and I get to take this and I get to like write notes about it. I'm not going to actually post it up, but you could. So you could have a video of you doing your show, right? And you could then do like little snippets and you put it in the video, like you edit the video and you talk about like, oh my God, this is what I learned today. Or, ooh, my takeaway from this was this. So it's like a behind the scenes. And then you put the date about when the podcast is going to come out with the link that works on IGTV. So in description, Dean, I'm giving you lots of good gold nuggets.
Keep going.
Okay. I'm with you. Okay. So you put the link to your podcast and you put the date of when it's coming out. But guess what they're going to do? They're going to go to the podcast and see what's up. Like, what other things? I loved this. This was fun. What? But they get to know you behind the scenes.
Wow.
People love behind the scenes. So you create your show. Now you could go and do a whole other show because IGTV allows you to have a series with episodes. And you can have as many series as you want.
Okay.
IGTV.
Four.
IGTV. All right.
That was four. That was three, right? That's number three. Four.
Grid, the magazine of your brand. This is the OG, the original gangsta. This is where you post up onto your grid. And so it's on the Instagram has, you know, the little squares. That's your grid. The magazine of your brand. this is how people, this is what people do. They see you post. They're like, ooh, that was an interesting post. Who is this guy? They go over to your story to see, ooh, what is he doing today? I want to know what he looks like, what he sounds like, what he's into, what's his character like. So they go, you do a story and they're like, oh, he's cool. I like him. Let's see what he's about. Then they do this number. What's that? They're going through your grid. They're researching you. They're seeing what's this guy about? And they will go deep. They will go deep. Like I do it all the time. Like I meet somebody and I'm like, what? How did they start? What did they do? What does their wife look like? Like, I want to know all the things, right?
Dogs.
So that's four. Fifth one is live. Nobody, no platform does live the way Instagram. Why? Because you can do presentations. You can invite people as a guest, like live, live. People can do Q&A. You're talking and then all of a sudden you see the little thing comes up that there is a question. You can click it and put the question up into the screen as you're live. Tell me, Dean, if this is not some awesome that I'm telling you.
My mind is blown now. You know, I had completely different perspective on Instagram. I have an account. I never use it. Maybe once in a while. I figure this is probably my kids' domain. It's not for me. I should be focusing on the serious LinkedIn account.
But let me tell you, LinkedIn, amazing resource. Oh my God, absolutely. But guess what they're not doing? Their hair isn't down on LinkedIn. They're not building relationships on LinkedIn. Right. It's focused business. Can you serve me? Do I like what you're saying? Da, da, right. da. It's like being in a boardroom. When you're in a boardroom, you're not making friends. But if you're on the golf course, yes, you are. Instagram is the golf course of your branding strategy.
This has been very useful already. So my another question, going back to the where we were before, which had to do with how do you build the audience? And then number two is, you know, starts to go, this sounds great. When am I going to have the time to do it? And I don't think that I'm the only one out there who would be thinking that. So how
everybody.
Do you...
Everybody's thinking that, Dean, because everybody that I teach is in your position, which is... You're already successful, but you know, crap, if I'm already successful and I could get into an arena with 1.8 billion people, I know some people are going to buy tickets to my show. I know it. I know they're going to buy into me. I just got to show up.
Yeah.
I just got to keep showing up and being of value, right? Okay. So once you get there and you're like, all right, Giselle, I'm ready. What happens is, first of all, you got to learn the facets and you've got to learn how to build strategy, your campaigns. You use your pillars to create campaigns, but also we create something like content flow. You do one main thing and you create content from it. So let's say you do one live a week. You're like, I'm gonna go in all in, I'm gonna do a live, I'm gonna teach this, or I'm gonna share this. From that, you create what I call long form content, which then becomes published content that you can do on art, like you can create an article on LinkedIn. Then you build out content from your long form that gives you ads, right? Support material, quotes from it, tips from it, which it's a long, but there's carousel method, you know, you being able to use it to put out information on story, but you take one big piece of material a week that you commit to in giving value and you create content from it. That's another way to do it. But you got to learn how to do that. So the learning process is going to take time. It's going to take time. But once you're there, and I believe it takes about 12 weeks because that's, I mean, 12 weeks if you spend 1 hour a week on it. This is what I think. 1 hour a week. So you want to spend 12 hours.
That's not much.
No. But that's how I break it down. So spend 1 hour learning, 1 hour implementing. Okay. So that you, because you got to get it done. Now, you already, the learning curve, you got this, I'm ready. One day a month, 1 to 2 hours, depending on like what you need, you can do 10, 20 posts of content that falls into engaging content, which means one of three points of engagement, either entertain, which is evoke emotion, educate, tips and steps, or solve a problem, which is a transformational journey. If you are gonna post or you're gonna write, say, does this serve one person in one of those three ways? then the content's good and it's engaging. Okay. How do we build our following? You can, and it's awesome. And you can build and you can curate it where it's thriving and it has everything to do with those you want to serve or those who have influence with those you want to serve. So this is how you do it. One is a 30-30 method. It's a prospecting tool. So Dean, tell me who your ideal client is.
Let's say a CEO of a medium-sized or large company who's got several different departments under him or her.
Okay, so awesome. So what I would tell you to do if that was your client, I would say, okay, Dean, your job is you're going to go on LinkedIn. You're going to make a list of 30 people who you want to build a relationship with. But on LinkedIn, it's all business. They see you coming. They're like, he wants something.
Yeah, right.
So then you're going to go and look to see if they're on Instagram. Even if they're a private account or whatever, you're going to go see, can I go find them on Instagram? Hmm. And then you're going to follow them. And then every single day for 30 days, you're going to see, did they post something? Did they do a story? Because you're going to like it. You're going to comment forwards or more. And you're going to make sure you see the entire story. Why? One, everybody notices who likes and comments because we post to be validated. We don't post for, I was going to say a bad word, but we don't post for blank and giggles. We post for purpose. Like, did I serve you? Did you like it? Did, you know, like, so when somebody likes it and comments, people are watching. Yeah. Okay. You also get documented every time you see the story. So they get to see a list of people who watched the story.
Right.
That takes two or three times for them to go and reciprocate. Because they're wearing a different hat on Instagram. The hat that they're wearing on Instagram is they're free. They're like getting entertained. They're escaping a little bit. They're like, what? Like if they're into golf, they're like going like hashtag golf and looking at all the stuff for golf. Like this is what they're doing there. So you get to build relationships a lot easier. Kind of like the golf course, remember?
Right.
You know, they're open to see, okay, cool. This guy, like he's paying attention to me. That's prospecting. You're building relationships with people that you are making a list of and spending 30 days. Not that you ignore them after the 30 days, but you've already built a relationship. There's another part to that, Dean, that's really important that people don't understand in algorithms. When you invest in other people, that's engagement. The algorithm doesn't know if you're engaging on your account or you're engaging on somebody else's account. They just see you engage.
Going up.
So what do? They open up for people to see you with more like-minded people with who you engaged. Mm-hmm. If those are your prospects, they're going to give you more of those people to see your content.
I get it.
Going back to, you better be posting fresh content because now the algorithms are working for you. And if you work against yourself, you just screwed yourself.
Now, this has been a really eye-opening conversation. You know, I don't...
That's just one. I have two other methods, but we'll stay there.
Great. I could talk with you all day on this, and I probably will call you and we'll get some more discussions going. For those that are listening to this podcast, how can they connect with you?
Well, first I would say I challenge you to download Instagram and find me the branding professor on Instagram. Yeah. That's what I want. I want you to find me there. But if you're like, I don't want to, I want to know you and I want you to teach me how to download Instagram. I got you there too. What I want you to do is be able to go to library.boldinstitute. So spell it wrong, like Instagram. So library.boldinstitute.com. Why? There's a whole bunch of freebies there. I want you to go there. I want you to get to know how much I pour into the people I serve because I want you to be successful. I don't hold back. If you want to DM me and ask me a whole bunch of questions, I got you there too. That's why I want you to download Instagram because I'm there 24/7.
Well, I've already been to your site. It looks great. I'm really inspired by this conversation. You're just an absolute ball of fire. You are a delight to talk to. I really appreciate your time on this.
Thank you, Dean. This is so fun. You're great. Anytime.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to The Business of Intuition. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you'd like to learn more about Dean or Mission Facilitators Leadership, go to mfileadership.com. That's mfileadership.com.